Welcome to the homepage, Paul. Paul Woodland, our very own.
Hey, Danielle, thanks a lot. So, Telebration's a pretty cool event. I've been doing it for 12 years here in Humboldt County, and I took it on because storytelling is my passion. I love it, and Telebration itself is actually a celebration of storytelling, and it takes place internationally. And so people have different ways of showing their appreciation for storytelling, and one of them is by hosting a Telebration, which means you could do it as a house concert or a more produced event. Ooh. So I choose the produced event route most of the time. And I pick a theme every year.
Ooh, and this one is Strange Things Done.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Urban legends, tall tales, and ghost stories. And they all have a little bit in common. And so one of the things I'm going to do throughout the evening is I'm going to tell a true story, a tall tale, and an urban legend. And I'm going to tell people what the difference is. The audience will be informed, but they have to figure out which one is which.
Mm.
Because somebody who can tell a tall tale or an urban legend well tells it with enough sincerity that it sounds as if it were true.
That's not hard to do around here. And so this is an all-ages event, perfect for getting the holiday season going, right? It's all ages?
Or I wouldn't recommend it for under five.
Okay.
So otherwise, it just...
Because you have to be quiet.
There's that. And just, you know, some of the language won't be inappropriate. It just might go over their head.
Okay.
They wouldn't understand.
So
so they get restless and bored, and then they ruin it for everybody else.
Okay, so we don't want that. And tickets are at the door as well as Wild Berry.
Yeah, you can get them at the door. Mm-hmm.
Very nominal
and
price.
And 12 and under are free.
Oh, great.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And how long will the evening last?
9 o'clock, 2 hours.
2 hours.
There'll be an intermission. And one of the cool things we're going to do, one of the urban legends that is classic is called The Vanishing Hitchhiker. And that legend goes back, probably over 100 years, horse and buggy days. And there are variants of it that have been told all over the country. And there's probably about 100-plus variants. And people who, like, collect records and maybe focus on a particular song and get all the versions of the song covered by all the artists, I'm that way with The Vanishing Hitchhiker.
Oh, cool.
And I've been collecting variants of it. So Carpathian and I, he will tell his version of The Vanishing Hitchhiker. I will tell a version of it. And then I found a true story that is probably the basis for one of the versions of The Vanishing Hitchhiker. And I will share that with the audience. That's pretty cool.
I'm excited and I'm waiting for the rest of the story. That's really good. And so who else is going to be celebrating with you?
So it'll be Carpathian and I. So Carpathian will tell three urban legends and a ghost story. And then Lisa C. Sherry is a local singer-songwriter, and she'll be doing four original tunes performing in between the storytelling. So we'll have a couple of stories,
nice.
A song, a couple of stories, a song, and so forth.
And it's such a comfortable venue. It's just perfect for, you know,
nice
cozying
place.
Up and sitting back, listening to some stories.
Nice place, nice people.
Yes.
You know, it's the creative sanctuary. And so they're open to all sorts of art forms. And so it's ideal for what's going on. And, you know, Brooks Otis's CD collection is housed there now.
Oh, amazing.
And some of his old musical instruments. He has donated them to the sanctuary. So there's another KHSU lineage there.
Amazing person, really.
Yeah, Brooks is a great guy.
Yeah.
So that place just resonates with art, mm-hmm. you know, and creative folks. And so I feel blessed to be able to go there and do what I do and share it.
It's a perfect space. I think that's great. Do they have tea or beverages or anything like that?
If I can get it together to bring that stuff, it will be there.
So.
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Mm-hmm. It just seems cozy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And this starts out a holiday week. Thanksgiving is coming up next week. So really nice time to be with family, friends. And you can just show up. What time? So 7 o'clock, the show starts. Really should be in your seats by about 6:45, 6:50.
I would like that. Yeah. I'm going to start on time. So if you come late, you're going to miss a story or two. So that would be foolish.
And we just have about 2 minutes, but how did you come to have such a love for storytelling, Paul?
Completely by accident. Mm. My mother sent me a clipping from the newspaper. I was raising a couple of boys. I was a stepdad. And she said, oh, this would be perfect. Take the boys to hear a storyteller. Children like storytelling.
Oh, nice.
And I figured my mom knew what she was doing. She had some experience raising kids. I'll take her advice. And so I took the kids to the storytelling event, and they had a blast. But I was smitten by it. I just went, that is amazing. And so I went up and talked to the guy afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that sort of thing with performers. I don't like to bother them and chase them around. But I was so taken by what this guy did. And I said, how do you become a storyteller? I want to do that. I mean, I just amazed at this. And he told me where I might go to get the training to become a storyteller, gave me some advice, and I took it and pursued it. I just got into it. Mm-hmm. I absorbed myself in it. Mm-hmm. And like I say, like people collect records or marbles or something, I collect stories. And I just love it.
Yeah. Well, and you really like being with people and connecting in that way. You have such a great heart. And
thank you.
So you're really sincere. And when you're telling your stories, you're really sharing that with everyone. And so it's really a great opportunity to enjoy Telebration. I didn't know it was, did you say national event?
It's an international event.
International. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that part. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so people in France and Sweden and Africa, along with us in Arcata, are going to be celebrating Telebration.
That's great. Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else other than this being tomorrow night at the Sanctuary, which is in Arcata at 1301 J Street? You can get tickets at Wildberries or at the door, 7 p.m. Am I missing anything? Or you want
to? That would be it.
That's
the major components. It's going to be a blast.
Okay.
I can assure you that. I have one story I'm going to tell that has all three elements I talked about. It's true, tall tale, and an urban legend all wrapped in one.
You heard it there from Paul Woodland. Thank you for joining us on the homepage.
It was a blast. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, and tell us when your radio show is here on KHSU.
It's called the Whippy Dip Radio Show, and it's 6:30 on Sunday evenings.
Okay, that was Paul Woodland. Here is Food for Thought. You're listening to the homepage.